Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachioruk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Kuzman. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Winfield. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The DH, Bob Watson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ron Guidry. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachioruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachioruk strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pachioruk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards the mound. Guidry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nettles moves to third. Cerrone moves to second. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. Nettles scores. Cerrone moves to third. Dent moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cerrone scores. Dent moves to third. Randolph moves to second. It's 2-1, Yankees. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-1 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Dent scores. Randolph moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Yankees. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-1 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randolph scores. It's 4-1, Yankees. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-1 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-1 in the game. Kemp strikes out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-1 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Paciorek moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mumphrey. Baines reaches second base with a double. Paciorek scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 4-2, Yankees. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Guidry. Fisk scores. Baines moves to third. It's 4-3, Yankees. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines scores. It's White Sox, 4, Yankees, 4. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Frazier now pitching. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mumphrey who is chasing the ball. LaFleur reaches third base with a triple. Almon goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur tags and scores. One out. It's 6-4, White Sox. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kemp. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, Randolph applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Randolph hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pachyorek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Winfield. Pachyorek reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Patchy Orrick moves to third. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffey takes first base on ball 4. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Winfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 6, Yankees, 6. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-2 in the game. Revering strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cerrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Shane Raleigh now pitching. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Almon strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randolph. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Almon applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Luzinski strikes out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Kemp moves to second. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Winfield strikes out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-3 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cerrone for a passed ball. Baines moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Almon strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gossage now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Bob Watson. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kemp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 4 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Dave Collins pinch hits for Bucky Dent. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamp covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Milburn now playing shortstop. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Patchy Orrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy Law pinch runs for Tom Patchy Orrick. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Law steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Baines is walked intentionally. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Jim Morrison. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive towards first. Revering catches it and steps on first to double up Baines. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Mike Squires now playing first base. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Winfield bunts towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. Griffey moves to second. One out. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 4 in the game. Revering strikes out. Two outs. Lou Piniella pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is walked intentionally. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Almon hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mumphrey, who is chasing the ball. Almon reaches third base with a triple. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almon scores. It's 7-6, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, Milburn applying the tag. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-5 in the game. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Royce Molly pinch hits for Larry Milburn. Royce Molly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and New York Yankees, 6. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.